Hello and welcome to another edition of the Film Review Podcast, where we review movies, Blu-rays, and 4K UHDs for you to give you suggestions on what to watch and what to own and what to love and hate. All of it. I'm Brian Kluger. This is part of the Multimedia Men Podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. So go to iTunes and just search in the Multimedia Men Podcast, and it'll come up. Subscribe. But let's get right down to it with this new 4K UHD that you might or may not need. Of course, it is called Hell or High Water. Hell or High Water film, the 4K Ultra HD. Director David McKenzie's latest film, Hell or High Water, is a perfect example of how slow and steady wins the race. The film is a little slow to start, but once it gets going, it's fantastic. The story centers around two brothers, Toby Howard and Tanner Howard, played by Chris Pine and Ben Foster, who are desperately trying to save their mother's farm and keep it in the family. The brothers are literally under the gun to find the money and decide the quickest way to make the deadline, well, is to rob banks. Who wouldn't? Toby is intelligent, calm, cool, and collected, and the brains behind the operation, while Tanner, on the other hand, is an ex-con hothead who relishes the crime spree and does little control either his rage or his inclination towards violence. As their plan to get fast cash slowly unravels, they are pursued by two Texas Rangers. Marcus, played by Jeff Bridges, the dude, who is an experienced veteran, working his last case. We've seen this story before. His partner, Alberto, played by Gil Birmingham, is along for the ride, an old friend who is willing to endure Marcus's not-so-gentle teasing and curmudgeonly ways. Perfect for Jeff Bridges. Fortunately, this film is elevated from your average cops and robbers movie. It is enhanced and nuanced in large parts due to a poignant script by Taylor Sheridan and cinematography that reinforces the message. Sheridan tells a story of the working man's struggles to hold on to his land and fiscally survive when large companies have all the power and control. It's going on now, folks. It is difficult to not empathize on some level with the plight of the Howard brothers. You may not agree with their methods, but you can understand the reasons behind their actions. Another strength of the film is its use of opposites. Each yin has its equally strong yang. Toby is contained while Tanner is wild. Marcus is old school after the criminals and unconcerned with the means to get there, while Alberto is inoffensive and by the books. The greatest opposite is the Texas scenery and landscaping. The times they are changing. Like Bob Dylan said, the times they are a-changing. I had to go there. It's apparent as you see the towns that are being shut down, the cowboys struggling to survive, and the large buildings that are overshadowing what once was. The message is constantly reinforced as the story continues. Bridges, Foster, and Pine all give strong performances and easily transform into their characters. Although slow to start, Hell or High Water finishes strong and will pull viewers in. A must-see. So yes, Hell or High Water, damn good movie. I believe you'll like it. The video portion of this review in 4K UHD comes with Dolby Vision that is presented in 2:41 aspect ratio. Watching the film in its 1080p HD transfer, then in its 4K UHD with Dolby Vision transfer, you will immediately be able to tell a difference in both the color and detail with each image. The Dolby Vision is for sure the best way to go if you have the setup. Colors are more vibrant and nuanced in each scene with its rustic vibe. Browns, oranges, and greens look more luscious and deep. There are certain scenes that have filters applied, though, mostly blue or orange filters, which looks great stylistically. With a Dolby Vision, the other colors stand out brighter, such as the lime green sports car or the mini star ads on the wall with all of the store ads on the wall of the stores. The glorious primary colors. They're just glorious. They just look good in this rustic setting. It really pops. Other natural colors such as the white and brown horses look incredible. The red blood that appears throughout also stands out. Varying degrees of dark reds that pinpoint the violence. Normally, when you have filters applied, the detail can suffer, but that's not the case with a Dolby Vision. Detail is sharp and vivid. Close-ups reveal facial stubble and facial pores, as well as wounds. It all looks good. Take a look at the buried car in the dirt. You'll be able to see all the imperfections of the earth and dents in the car. All looks good. Textures of the Western costumes and interior of the vehicles tend to show excellent stitching, as do the cowboy hats. It's impressive. Black levels are deep and inky. Skin tones are natural when not in applied filters. There's a little minor noise that creeped up when dirt and dust was kicked up, but it's nothing to write home about, leaving this video presentation with really good marks. This release. Somebody fucked up the Lionsgate. The release on the box says Dolby Atmos track available. That's not the case. It is only a 5.1 mix. DTS 5.1. The Lionsgate fucked up. It sounds good, though. Sound effects are loud. Good directionality. Gunshots, vehicles driving by, horses galloping. Sounds good. The gunshots and car engines do have a low end that brings the bass, which is nice. The ambient noises of other people talking, nature sounds, and other restaurant-ish noises where some of the scenes take place sound good as well. The score always adds to the emotional tone. Dialogue is clear. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's just there should have been a Dolby Atmos. It said it on the box. It's not there. The extras. There is a filmmaker Q&A that lasts 30 minutes long. It is in front of a theater audience where the director and the actors of the film Sands Minus Ben Foster are talking about the film. Enemies Forever, the characters of Hell or High Water, which lasts 14 minutes. It's a pretty cool look at the characters of the film and the actors that played them, with the writer talking about the story and its players. Another supplement is Visualizing the Heart of America, which lasts 10 minutes. This focuses on the location filming and its surroundings. The next supplement, Damaged Heroes, the performances of Hell or High Water, lasts 13 minutes long. Basically more discussion on the characters of the story and the actors that play them. And then lastly, a 2-minute long red carpet premiere, which is very short montage of footage from the red carpet from the Texas premiere of the movie, with basically it's just mostly movie clips spliced in. So Hell or High Water is a fantastic film. It's gripping, it's thrilling, it's a lot of fun. With amazing layered characters. The performances by everyone are top-notch. The overall story is quite impressive. The 4K UHD release comes with the Blu-ray copy as well as the digital download code. So you get three things for the price of one. The Dolby Vision looks amazing and is an upgrade from the Blu-ray, but even though it says Dolby Atmos audio on the box, it is not included here. Only a 5.1 option. What the hell, guys? The extras are above average. Not great, but not terrible. But it's a great film. But due to the mistakes in the audio and the not-so-excellent extras, I'm going to say this one's just recommended. It's not highly recommended. It's not must-own. It's just recommended. Hell or High Water. Give it a shot. It's recommended. We'll be back next time.